Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Because of working with LaTanya, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by making positive, effective life changes. With increased self-awareness, trusted knowledge, discovering their spiritual DNA, and a distinctive plan of action, they achieve boldness and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities.
Hello, hello, LaTanya Price here with another Personalize Your Faith show. I'm coming to you today on another glorious day that God has allowed us to see, another day that definitely we didn't deserve it, but somehow He allowed us. And so we can't do nothing but give Him honor, to give Him glory, to give Him the praise. He is just an amazing God. I know I say that a lot, but it's so true. It is so true. And it can never get old on how amazing He really is, on how incredible He really is, on how holy He really is. For the angels to cry, holy, 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 and to do this on an endless basis, it's truly just, it is no words, honestly. We can try to use every possible adjective or descriptive words we can try, but I tell you, He's just so incredible that the words that we say, he knows that we mean what we can, you know. So we can never ever grow tired or weary in glorifying God and making sure we give Him praise. Amen. So I thank God for just coming to you once again. 2017 coming to a close so quickly. Oh my gosh. So as I like to remind everybody, as a result of working with me, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publishing their story with increased technical knowledge, discovering their inner creativity, and developing a powerful plan of action. They experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities as a published author. On last time we talked about the birthing process and how it takes work. It takes work. It definitely takes work. I'm going to look at a little bit today that the birthing process and how it takes time. It takes time. It takes work and it takes time. Both are adequate investments, if you will, into the birthing process for any goal. I know that a lot of these tips that I give are information or inspiration or empowerment that I try to give during these shows are to, yeah, they definitely want, I definitely want them to be for those that are trying to birth a story or write a story. But they can be for anything. It's so broad, so broad. They touch on so many different things that we try to do. So in life in general, everything that we go through, even though it seems like things move so quickly, it's still a process and it still takes time. It still takes time. So I wanted to just start off with an obvious thing, that there is no such thing as overnight success. A lot of what we see is kind of like from the other end or the final result. Many times when we see the hype or the final celebrations, or when we see the actual balloons and the bright lights and the celebrating and all those different things, that's the end result. We don't know how long it took. We don't know that, you know, it took so many rehearsals or so many failed attempts or so many sleepless nights or so many headaches, so many trips to the emergency room because they kept getting sick because their immune system was so weak from the stress and the strain. We don't know. We don't know. We kind of see that end result and instantaneously we think, oh my, I want that. But they don't know what the process it took. They don't know how long it really took or what it took. And many times we wasn't there from the beginning. And to me, that's all the more reason why we should start studying people's beginnings before making assumptions. Because as much as we want to assume someone, they think they all that, or they think they arrived, or they think they are just this beautiful, you know, or let me say it like this, they think they're conceited, or that they make all these assumptions about them. But in reality, when we really study a beginning, we don't see the verbal abuse in the beginning, the homelessness in the beginning, the many nights they didn't get a chance to sleep with a full stomach beginning. We didn't get to see that beginning. And so many times we think, well, I don't want to go through that. I want to avoid that. So how do I avoid that? There are some things that is not meant for you to avoid. So when we study somebody's beginning, we have to realize that studying that beginning helps us not necessarily to avoid an issue, but how to handle the issue. How to kind of handle it with, I guess you could say poise, with dignity, with the knowledge of knowing if that person made it, so can you. So many times we don't want to say, I want to avoid this problem, or I want to avoid this mountain. How can I move this mountain? How can I take a detour to avoid the storm? Sometimes we can't. It's not meant to. We're not meant to avoid a storm. We're not meant to move a mountain. I know what the scripture says. Speak to the mountain and it will move. I get it. Oftentimes, however, it's better probably just to say, especially if we know the mountain don't move, give me strength to climb it, God. Give me the strength to endure it. Sometimes that's a better prayer because we're going to need some strength to climb it. We're going to need some strength. So sometimes it's unavoidable. So it's no overnight success. It takes time. You have to be willing to stay the course. It's obvious for some people, but some people, it might not be. It's easy to give up when everything isn't going right. It is so easy to give up when everything isn't going right. You know, many of us will start a thing and if it's not fulfilling what you thought it was supposed to fulfill, you give up. And you think, well, I'm not gonna keep trying. That's not what God maybe intended for you to really do. He called you, or he made you to do a certain work. But we have to keep in mind that there are some results that's going to come forth that we're not going to necessarily like, but they're needed. They're necessary in order for us to really accomplish that which he told us to. It's not easy. Life in and of itself is not easy. You even have growing pains, if you will, when it comes to just maturity. Just taking from a female perspective, from a young lady entering into the maturity stage, if you will, of starting to have cycles and everything else. At first, you didn't have a pain in the world. You can play, you can do, play and not worry about nothing. And all of a sudden, you start having cramps, headaches, and all kind of things. It's a growing pain. It happens. A transition happens. And a process happens. And so, even with young men, same thing. Something happens. And unfortunately, sometimes it comes with a pain. And it's not easy. It's not easy to deal with that pain. But it makes us realize that we're growing up, we're getting mature, and we know we can handle it. After a while, standing on God's promises and continue to worship him unconditionally. Whew! Unconditionally. I think that's where sometimes we get a little weary because when we really are standing on his promises, we're standing on his promises, not the timing of his promise, not what the promise looks like, not what the promise. Not what the promise necessarily is going to do for our reputation, if you will, or our status, if you will. But standing on his promise means not giving up. It means staying the course. The whole process to me of even standing, when we think from a child, a little baby, they struggle, right? It's a struggle to stand for some people. Think about it from this standpoint, from a baby to when you get older, an elderly person. It's hard to stand when you get elderly because your bones are starting to get fragile. It's hard to stand just from a natural standpoint. And to stand on God's promises, and many times we're not seeing something that promise is really invisible right now. You can't even smell it, touch it. It's hard sometimes. And then to just continuously to worship God, sometimes there's no evidence. Sometimes there's no clue. When it's coming, where it's coming, how it's coming, who it's coming through, or what it's coming through. there's no indicators. But we have to stand on the promise. We have to worship him unconditionally. We have to just keep telling him, you know what, you're God. I love you just because you're God. I honor you just because you're God. No matter what, God. Because you're God, I worship you. We have to get to that point. And recognizing God is not bound by time, space, or math. I mentioned this before. And if you're on social media, I believe it's even on YouTube, a man was questioned does God really exist or different things like that. And the answer this man gave was so profound. This man said, God, you try to make God into something that you try to find under a microscope. You try to find through blood work, in a sense. You know, you try to find some rationale or natural or carnal rationality to define God. And that's purely impossible. And that's what he was basically trying to say. It's purely impossible to bound a God, the God that he said now he serves. We try to keep him bound by time, space, and mass. And that is not fair to God. That can't be God. Because, number one, God is all those things. He controls all those things. So how can he, you know, literally be limited in a sense? Because he is pretty much in control of all that. If he decides to this very moment to say, I'm wiping everything out, I'm starting over, it's up to him. If he wants to send Jesus back now, he'll do that. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know when the manifestation of the new house is going to come, the new car, the new job, when the healing is going to take place. For some people, they have to be on medicines for years because of the process. They have to diet and exercise for years to get to the end result that they need. Surgeries might have to take place to get to that end result. So we have to remember to stay the course. We cannot limit God to just a specific time, space. We can't do it. And then what I tell this to the people that I coach when it comes to the self-publishing process, I tell them, keep breathing and keep pushing. When you consider the childbirthing process, it takes several pushes in order to birth the child. It takes several pushes. For some women, well, you have a laboring process. There's different phases of labor, and they kind of teach you that if you go like to the, they don't really call it Lamaze class anymore. they really don't. But it's like a birthing class, if you will. And they kind of teach you the different phases of the birthing process. And so there's different phases of the labor. And so you have, and it's based upon normally the dilation, the dilations, if you will, or the how dilated the woman is. And as she goes through these phases of the cervix dilating and everything else, it's a process. But then finally, once she is fully dilated, it's not like the baby just instantaneously just comes right out. there's even more to the process. So now after possibly a whole day, a day and a half or whatever, some women, yes, they endure that long of dilating, waiting for the full dilation to come. Sometimes we get into situations in life and we're just going through the phases of labor. We're just going through the phases of labor. First, we had to get pregnant. With it, right? We had to be confirmed. They had to confirm that was the assignment. And now we just going through the labor pains, if you will, the different phases of the labor. So now we have to get to that point where we're fully dilated and then we can push. But then, even in that sense, yeah, it took hours to get to a fully dilated state. To get to a point where they're like, yep, you can push now. I know I was induced with Charlotte. And it took one day, one whole day. I was induced, I want to say like 4 in the afternoon, it was like 4-ish, and I was fully dilated by that same time the following day. So it's 24 hours. Although I didn't feel the different phases of the labor, because I asked for that. I asked for the epidural and everything else, because I didn't want to feel the pain. But when I was fully dilated, I knew it was time. And I think that's something that's critical for most of us. When it's time, we'll know. Because I'll take it like this. There was a pain, and there was an evidence, and there was confirmation from the nurse when she examined and everything else. She knew when it was time, and I did too, because there was a pain unspeakable that came. I couldn't speak. I couldn't even talk. It was so painful. So, but it took several pushes to get Charlotte out. It was counts of 10, basically, like sessions of 10. For me, it took 3 sessions from what I was told. I wasn't really counting, but I was told it was 3. And she was out. For some women, it might take 4, 5. Because from an illustrative standpoint, if you watch a video, a little animated video almost, of the birthing process, you'll know that the baby, as you're pushing, it's almost like an in and out effect. The child comes out a little, goes back in a little, comes out a little bit more, go back in a little bit, comes out a little bit more, and comes back in. And that's how sometimes that, you know, in life, that's how it is when it comes to birthing a process. Sometimes we push a little bit, and then we got to back up a little bit. Then we'll do a little bit more, but we got to back up a little bit. As we're pushing, sometimes we push, we got to back up. Hold on. Don't push too hard. You push too hard, something's going to happen. Something wrong is going to happen. Same thing. It takes sometimes several nights and days, years even, of studying, sweating, crying, etc., before the manifestation happens. This is what we have to realize. This is what we have to realize. It's not like a one push and it's done. The labor is not just, you know, for some, it's quicker. I hear after the first child, it gets a little bit, for some, it gets a little quicker. And then for others, every child took 2 days to come out, or whatever, if you will. So we have to keep in mind to keep breathing and to keep pushing when it's time. But in the meantime, keep breathing and nothing else. Keep breathing. That's why God allowed you to live, because he wants you to breathe. If he allowed your eyes to pop open and for you to take your breath when you first woke up, that's what he needs you to keep doing, is breathing. He needs you to keep breathing, because it's coming. It's coming. It's going to take time, but it's coming. The change is coming. We have to keep breathing. We have to keep pushing. And that's what we have to understand. Yes, it takes work. But in the same token, that work is going to take some time for that birthing process to really get to that finishing point. And then the next assignment will come, and you'll know what to do with that. The next assignment will come, and you'll know what to do with that. You'll know. Because each assignment prepares you for the next. Each storm that comes prepares you for the next. Each growing pain prepares you for the next one. And that's just life. That's how that is. All right? The birthing process, it takes time. Last time we said it takes work. This time we say it takes time. It takes time. There's no such thing as overnight success. There's no such thing. It's gonna take time. We a lot of stuff that we be seeing on television and some of the stuff that we see, it's just the end result. We don't know what it took, what kind of studies, what kind of laboratory tests, all that stuff. We don't know. We have no idea. We just see that end result. Have to be willing to stay the course. We have to be willing to persevere. We have to be willing to bounce back. Many times, and I've discussed transparency, I've discussed fear. In these final months, about to just closing out 2017, I tell you, we've come to a stage of where it's almost like nobody has a bounce back no more. Nobody wants to persevere. Nobody wants to be the next great inventor or the next great scientist or the next theologian or any of those things. And I'm not saying that we're supposed to be changing what was already kind of laid as far as the foundations, if you will, but there are going to be some new things to come. And as these next generations come behind us, they have to be equipped. They're going to have to know. And yes, there's a lot of things that's going to be taught in like history classes and everything else. However, some of the best history lessons can only be coming from the real people that just live regular life, if you will. And that's what's going to be needed. And then, as I always say, keep breathing and keep pushing. Keep breathing. Sometimes I just pause, like I'll be at my full-time job, and I'll just pause, put my head down, and just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. There's no sense in getting overwhelmed. There's no sense in allowing anything to overwhelm you. Just breathe. And when it's time to push, push, but realize, let back a little bit. Don't push all at once to strain yourself, to overwhelm yourself. Push and let up a little bit. Push, catch your breath, let up a little bit. And that's how you want to take it. All right? Connect with me, www.latanyaprice.com. Love to connect with you. Follow me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Love to hear from you. Stay connected. Stay updated. There are some video coaching programs for self-publishers that are out there and just need a little extra push and needing some help with your breathing and your unleashing. So definitely check those out. And we're going to close with a word of prayer. God, once again, we just come telling you, thank you. God, you are an amazing and incredible God. God, we ask that you will just hold our hands as we continue to through this birthing process of the assignments you've given us. Help us to push. Help us to breathe. Help us to push. Help us to breathe. At every phase of our labor, God, when we feel those pains, God, we're going to squeeze your hand even a little tighter because we're going to need your strength to get through it. And God, we know that you love us so much more than we possibly could ever love you really in our lifetime, but God, we're going to strive to do our best to love you to the fullest and to be obedient and to serve others and do what it is you have assigned for us to do. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener and their family, the Christian leaders, and everybody here in this world. We all give you praise, honor, and glory, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until next time, have a blessed rest of the week. Bye.